AP News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. Today on Capitol Hill.
This is a very important day for us.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi is announcing the team of prosecutors in the House for President Trump's impeachment trial in the Senate.
The emphasis is on litigators. The emphasis is on comfort level in the courtroom. The emphasis is making the strongest possible case to protect and defend our Constitution, to seek the truth for the American people.
Judiciary Committee Chair Jerry Nadler is on the team, and so is Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff, who wants to hear from witnesses never heard from before.
People who, like other witnesses, have firsthand information. And unless the president is willing to concede everything the House has alleged, these witnesses are very pertinent and relevant.
On the Senate floor, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the impeachment process has nothing to do with Ukraine.
This is not about the nuances of foreign assistance to Eastern Europe. This has been naked partisanship all along.
The two articles of impeachment against the president will formally be transferred from the House to the Senate later today. The Senate trial is expected to start on Tuesday. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev submitted his resignation today. It comes hours after President Vladimir Putin proposed a constitutional overhaul to boost the powers of Parliament and the cabinet. The move is a sign of Putin's intention to carve out a new position for himself after his current term ends. A soldier was killed in a routine Army free-fall parachute training exercise in southern Arizona. There are some new members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Whitney Houston and the Notorious B.I.G. lead the new class, joined by Depeche Mode, the Doobie Brothers, Nine Inch Nails, and T-Rex. Induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame will be held in May in Cleveland. This is AP News. Nissan is recalling more than 300,000 vehicles in the U.S. to replace possibly dangerous Takata airbags.
The Nissan front passenger inflators are among 10 million from 14 different automakers that Takata is recalling. It's the last recall that the bankrupt Takata agreed to in a settlement with U.S. safety regulators. They were mostly installed in Nissans from model year 2001 through 2011 and cover a large range of the carmaker's vehicles. Dealers will replace the inflators starting February 10th. The recalled inflators were used to replace dangerous ones made by Takata until a permanent remedy could be developed. I'm Julie Walker.
The second all-female spacewalk ran into some trouble outside the International Space Station.
I'm going to get a BRT down here. I'm going to need some more stability to get this.
Yeah. One of the helmet cameras and lights came loose. It was removed, and the spacewalk continued with less light. The mission today is to replace some old batteries on the International Space Station. Ed Donahue, AP News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.